and I'm a member of the Olympic Resistance Network. I would like to begin by acknowledging that we are on Coast Salish territory, occupied Coast Salish territory. To begin with my presentation, I would like to make a controversial statement, which is, I am not anti-war. Because sometimes it's necessary to go to war to defend your people and your territories. But I understand that when StopWar.ca says they are anti-war, they are talking about anti-colonial war, anti-imperialist war, because that is what is occurring in Afghanistan. It's a colonial invasion and occupation of another people's country. And they try to present it as being something else by saying it's a peacekeeping operation, or it's a security operation, or it's a stability operation. Here in British Columbia, Indigenous peoples have suffered over 150 years of colonial invasion and occupation. Our people suffered over 90% loss of their population through biological warfare, through Royal Navy gunboats and Marines. As our military resistance was reduced, the colonial regime at first made up of the Hudson's Bay Company, today one of the main corporate sponsors of the 2010 Winter Olympics. The colonial government was able to impose the Indian Act Band Council system, the reservations, the residential schools, where they colonized and assimilated generations of Indigenous children and youth. The result today of this colonial history is that Indigenous people suffer the highest rates of suicide, unemployment, poverty, lack of education, homelessness, disease, poor health. The 2010 Winter Olympics wants to conceal this colonial history and the social conditions that Indigenous people live under. And to do this, they've employed the Indian Act Band Council collaborators who comprise the four host First Nations.
Come on, guys, you're losing steam.
The Olympic police state that we see before us today is a sign of the future of what is to come. And we should all be very observant and take notes of this and begin to prepare ourselves and our social movements for this reality. For as the economic and environmental conditions continue to decline, as social conditions continue to decline, as military crises continue to expand, the only option left for the state will be the police state. Today we see the largest police security operation in Canadian history. $1 billion for security, for new weapons, new resources. They have 17,000 of these big police soldiers, security guards, walking in our streets. But you know what? You know what? You seen on Saturday, militant resistance, $1 billion in security, 17,000 pig police, security, soldiers. They're gonna need more pigs. They're gonna need more pigs. This resistance is vital. It is how we will survive. That is what Indigenous history can also teach you. You must fight, you must resist. That is how your people survive. invasion, occupation, genocide. The limits of tyrants are set by those whom they attempt to tyrannize. The last time I was up on a stage here, that's when they set up that Olympic countdown clock. February 12, 2007. One of my favorite signs I seen that day was countdown to disaster. And that's what these Winter Olympics have been. For the rich and powerful, a disaster. In conclusion, I would like to say, fuck 2010.
Vancouver.mediacoop.ca.